Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
By the prettiest streets I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting. By the prettiest mansion made of purest gold, the prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing. In the city four square, beyond this world a strife, and the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting. By the prettiest mansion made of purest gold, the prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing. In the city four square, beyond this world a strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing, morning by the river of life.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. I trust you're up getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning. Hope you got a bounce in your step and a shout in your soul this morning. Hope you'll enter in through his gates with thanksgiving and through his courts with praise and come before his presence with singing and gladness in your heart. David said, let us go and magnify the name of the Lord together. He said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord this morning. I hope that you'll have the same attitude this morning for just a little while, to forget all the things that are in this world, to shut out the rudiments thereof, and forget about the cares of this life, and sit in heavenly places, and just be reminded this morning, this world's not our final home. I thank God the best is still yet to come for the child of God. As this world's coming apart by the seams, getting worse every day, I'm glad I can look up and know that my redemption is drawing nigh. There is hope this morning, but it is only in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I hope that you'll pray for these that are on our prayer list this morning. Remember Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins and Rachel Cordell. Remember Frankie Klein this morning, also Brother Alan Hughes and Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett this morning. Remember Bob and Linda Schaefer and Betty Simpson. Remember Stella Burnett this morning. Pray for Billy Fields Sr. this morning. Also Jerry and Vicki Deering. Remember Brother Cecil Paris this morning. Been down in his back, and we certainly want to pray for him. Remember Marie Broyles, who's been recovering from surgery. And also Lisa Proctor this morning. I remember also Miss Patsy Henderson of the Singing Hendersons, as she's taking treatments this morning. So remember her in prayer, that God would undertake for their needs. Remember Carl Williams this morning. Also remember our dad, Herman Norton, this morning, that God would undertake for his needs as well. I'm glad God's still on the throne this morning, and I'm glad he's got all things under control and in his power and his authority this morning. And so I trust that this song will be a blessing to you this morning, maybe to get you started out on the right foot this morning.
Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's temptation sea, unknown ways before me roll, hiding rocks and treasures.
Amen. How true that is this morning. I'm glad that he has all things under control this morning. I'm glad he's the God on the mountain, in the valley. I'm glad he's a God in the dark and God in the day, in the good times and bad times. And I'm glad that he's got every situation, every circumstance that may arise in our lives. He's got it all under control. And under his authority, under his power, there's nothing that our God cannot do this morning. There's nothing too hard, impossible this morning that God cannot do. He has no boundaries, no limits this morning. And I tell you, we ought to just trust and depend upon him who's able to do all things this morning. John chapter 16 this morning, and begin reading verses number 7. The Bible said, "Nevertheless," this Jesus talking, said, "I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me.
of righteousness because I go to the Father, and that you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, yet cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you all things to come. He shall glorify me, for he will receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, thanking you, God, for the day you've given, the blessings upon our life, for strength and help this morning, God, for the privilege. Go to your house this morning, God, the opportunity, Lord, to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. And I do pray, God, that you'd open ears and hearts this morning, God, your word might find lodging place, and I lay it a compass where you send it this morning, God. You know everything about our lives, that nothing hid before your eyes this morning, God. And I do pray that you give strength, encouragement, God, and guidance, Lord, unto the hearts and lives of your people this morning, God, wherever they're gathered together. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in the midst this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand rightly dividing the word of truth this morning, God. And Lord, I pray you'd anoint them afresh this morning, God. Give them power and holy unction, Lord. And Lord, may your word go forth and accomplish this morning, God. May you bring some soul the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Restore, Lord, the backslider this morning, God. Throw out the lifeline to that one, Lord, that about to go under this morning, God. Give strength and help. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for everything accomplished this morning. I touch those that are sick this morning, God. And Lord, we pray that you had passed by their way and encourage their hearts. For all this we ask in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. Amen this morning. I want to preach out of verse number 8 this morning. The Bible said, when he is come. Dear friend, I want to notice this morning the operation of the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, I know this morning that you understand that we believe in a holy Trinity this morning, a triune God head. Dear friend, the God that we serve and worship this morning is comprised of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit this morning. Now, these three are separate, distinctive persons, yet they are individual and harmonious, dear friend, together as one. Dear friend, we serve the one and only true living God this morning. And yet the Bible names all three of them in concert, dear friend, as one. Dear friend, as the architects of creation, the author of salvation, dear friend, the Almighty, dear friend, of preservation this morning. How we understand somewhat of the Father, that he's the head of all things, he's the source of life, he's the final authority of all things this morning. Dear friend, we know more about the Son of God because, dear friend, that he came and dwelled, dear friend, among us this morning. He is the Savior of the world, that all things were made by him and for him this morning. Dear friend, that he is God incarnate, dear friend, made in flesh, manifest among us today, dear friend, to walk as our example, dear friend, as you and I this morning. But what is the role of the Holy Spirit of God, the one behind the scene, the one who works in secret to accomplish the will of the Father, the unnamed servant, dear friend, that moves and abides, dear friend, with you and I this morning, dear friend? The Bible describes him as a fire, dear friend, that shut up in our bones. I describes him as the wind, dear friend, that blows through our being this morning. Dear friend, describes him, dear friend, this morning as the comforter, dear friend, that embraces, dear friend, and strengthens us this morning. Dear friend, I know we cannot cover everything that the Holy Spirit does this morning. Dear friend, just a basic operation as we look, dear friend, concerning the sinner, the saint, and the Savior this morning. And verse number 8, the Bible said, when he, thank God, is come. Dear friend, now we know in the times past, dear friend, the Old Testament, the Bible said the Spirit of God ascended and descended, dear friend, upon men as he was needed. Dear friend, but when the day of Pentecost was fully come, dear friend, that he moved in, dear friend, thank God, to stay, to abide, to indwell, dear friend, the the hearts and lives of the believer. Dear friend, that's why when we got saved, our body became the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he will abide with you forever. Dear friend, the Bible said we're sealed, have the Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. Dear friend, the single greatest evidence, dear friend, that Jesus Christ will return is the fact that the Holy Spirit is in operation in our life. For Jesus said, if I go not away, he will not come. I thank God I know he's here because I feel him in my heart. Dear friend, this morning, and because he's here, dear friend, Jesus said, but if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Woo, thank you, God. Dear friend, I'm glad we got something to look forward to, that blessed hope. Dear friend, that we know is just around the bend and just over the horizon. I want you to notice this morning they have three operations of the Holy Spirit of God. First of all, the Bible said he reproves the sinner this morning. And in verses number 8, the Bible said when he has come, dear friend, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Man cannot be saved without the operation of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, no man come to the Father but by me, and said, no man can come unto me unless the Father that sent me draw him unto me this morning. Jesus said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, he said, you are none of mine. Dear friend, it's the Spirit of God that convicts. It's the Spirit of God that compels, that woos the sinner at the crossroads of salvation this morning. And verses number 9, the Bible said he reproves the sinner of the fact of sin. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, verses 9 said, dear friend, of sin because they believe not on me. Dear friend, it is the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, that makes a man aware of his condition in the eyes of God. That there is none righteous, no, not one. That all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dear friend, this morning, the Holy Spirit of God opens the eyes of the heart and let men see their condition in the sight of God this morning, not compared to their neighbor, and not compared to somebody halfway across the world. Dear friend, not what's right in their own eyes. Dear friend, but God sees their soul. Dear friend, this morning, as black, dear friend, sees their souls covered in sin. Dear friend, this morning, it is the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, that makes men aware, that lifts the veil, that takes away the scales from the eyes of the heart, that men might see their condition. Dear friend, it makes men aware of the fact that we're sinners by birth. Amen. That we're shaped in iniquity, and in sin we were conceived, and that all were born under the curse. Dear friend, by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, therefore death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That in Adam all die. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, that by birth, dear friend, that you and I this morning are born in this world, dear friend, in need of a Savior. Dear friend, we're born in sin. Dear friend, the Holy Spirit of God makes us aware, dear friend, that we're sinners by nature. Amen. That in me there is no good thing that dwelleth. Dear friend, this morning, every evil thought, dear friend, every hateful imagination, every lust, dear friend, this morning proceeds and emanates from the heart of man. Amen. Jesus said, where does the adultery and the murder and the hatred come from? Dear friend, it comes, dear friend, out of a man's heart. Dear friend, this morning, the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, makes us aware, dear friend, that we're sinners by choice, and that all of us are sheep that have gone astray. There's none that seeketh after, dear friend, this morning. Not that he lists our sins, dear friend, this morning, not in the life of a sinner, brother. Dear friend, it's sin, singular. Amen. Dear friend, there's only one sin that the Holy Spirit convicts a sinner of. Dear friend, that That's the one sin that condemns a soul to hell. Jesus said in verses 9, a different of sin, because they believe not on me. Amen. Friend, what good would it do for the Holy Spirit to convict a sinner of his drunkenness, of his adultery? Friend, that's not what sends a man to hell. Friend, this morning the Holy Spirit makes a man aware that he's in danger of hellfire. Friend, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Because he has not put his faith in the shed blood of the darling Lamb of God. Dear friend, it's the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, that reproves the sinner of the fact of sin. And then in verses 10, it's the Holy Spirit that reproves the sinner of the failure of righteousness. Amen. Jesus said of righteousness, because I go to the Father. Amen. The Bible said, how shall a young man cleanse his hands? Dear friend, that no flesh is justified in his sight, that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. You cannot save yourself. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you can buy a ticket on the airplane. Dear friend, you may even be able to get on the space shuttle. Dear friend, this morning, but the only way, dear friend, to get into heaven, dear friend, is to put your faith, dear friend, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary, the sacrifice for all men. Amen. You cannot be accepted. You cannot draw near. You cannot seek out. You cannot buy. You cannot earn. You cannot beg your way into heaven. Jesus said, it is finished. He didn't say, I'm finished. He said, it's finished. The plan of salvation. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is not a way or some way. He is the way to heaven. Dear friend, this morning, and while we were yet sinners, that Christ had died for the ungodly, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible said, whosoever believeth not, dear friend, has not life. Dear friend, but is condemned already. Amen. The Bible said he loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. Dear friend, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, dear friend, that whosoever shall, dear friend, thirst, can take of the waters of life freely. Dear friend, it is the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, that reproves the sinner of the failure of righteousness. You cannot save yourself. You'll never be good enough to be accepted in the sight of heaven. And it's the Holy Spirit of God that'll let you know, brother, there's only one way. Dear friend, and that's through the door. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God. This morning in then verse 11, dear friend, said he reproves the sinner of the fear of judgment. Dear friend, he said of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Dear friend, now whether you like it or not, Jesus said, brother, that you are of your father the devil, and his will you will do. Dear friend, before you got saved, dear friend, you were a slave to the lust of the flesh. You were a servant of the Satan. Dear friend, you were a child of hell. Dear friend, before God redeemed you, before he plucked you out of the miry clay, dear friend, before he brought you up out of the horrible pit, dear friend, this morning, but the devil, the prince of this world, I thank God, has been judged already. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, we're saved by grace through faith. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but before I got saved, dear friend, I was a servant of the devil. Amen. The Bible said that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Dear friend, let me tell you something, brother. Dear friend, it was not the goodness of God that got me down the aisle. And if and it was not, and if and the grace of God that got me down the aisle, and if and it's the fact the Holy Spirit of God, and if and swung me out over hell and told me when I died I'd slip off into that horrible pit, and if and they prepared for my father the devil this morning, and if and it was the fact I was going to die and go to hell, and if and that convicted me and moved me down the aisle, and if and it was the fear of God, and if and that's where the beginning of wisdom is, and if and that's where knowledge starts, and if and this morning when you get afraid, and if and of having to face God, and if and without the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and if and it's the Spirit of God that pierces the heart, and if and that caused the knees to buckle, and if and that changes the countenance, that stirs the soul, and if and this morning the Bible said that my spirit will not always strive with man, amen, but he does, and if and this time, and if and I'll tell you, and if and this morning your heart may get hardened, it may get seared with a hard iron, it may fail, and if and because of the fear of things to come, and if and but I'm telling you the Holy Ghost of God is still operating in the lives of sinners, and if and to compel them, and if and that they need to get saved, it was the Holy Spirit of God that introduced me out of the Savior, amen, and if and I had no access, and if and I had no way of coming to Christ, and if and I had no way of getting to him until the Holy Spirit of God rewarded him to me, and if and introduced me out of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the darling Lamb of God, and if and I'm saved today because the Holy Spirit of God convicted my heart, and if and swung me out over hell and let me know, and if and that I had no hope in this world in myself, amen, and if and the operation of the Holy Spirit of God, and if and we've not got time to go further, and if and I want to say that he reproves the sinner, and if and this morning of the fact of sin, the failure of righteousness, and the fear of judgment to come, amen, that we know this morning, and if and that somewhere down the line, and if and there's a time of judgment, and the Bible said it is appointed and a man wants to die, and after this the judgment, after this the judgment, and if and all men are going to stand one time or another before their maker, and the Bible said prepare to meet thy God, and if and may the Holy Spirit of God work in your life this morning and bring you the saving knowledge of Christ, and if and that's our prayer this morning, may the Lord richly bless you this morning, amen.